Today, as we come to the end of this week, the halfway point of this series, I'd like for us to practice Shavasana. We'll explore the meaning of this important pose later in the series, but for now, let's just enjoy it. If you can, I recommend that you lie down on the floor. It'll help you be more grounded and stable and get the full benefit of the pose. If you cannot, just be comfortable in your seated posture. And as I walk you through the process for getting grounded and laying down on the floor, just know the process that we've been going through and practice that for yourself in your seated posture. Let us begin. Lie down on the floor, on your back. Take your glasses off if you wear them. Lay them off to the side. Stretch your feet down toward the floor. Point them. Flex and point. Flex and point. And bring your big toes together. Stretch your heels as far away from each other as you can while your toes are touching. And then let your feet fall open. Bring your arms straight by your side, but out at about a natural 45 degree angle from your body, with your palms facing up. Close your eyes and begin to breathe softly. Now let's start working our way up the body, starting with our feet. Paying attention to our feet and letting them soften and relax. Imagine your breath going all the way down to your feet. There's energy there and warmth, but they're still soft and relaxed. Let go of any tension in your ankles. Let your shin bones pull your calves down to the floor, heavy and fully grounded against that floor. Relax your knees, loosen any sense of tension there. Let your thighs be heavy on the floor. Imagine that they're so heavy, they're pulling slightly on your hips and pelvis, pulling them into alignment as your buttocks are fully grounded on the floor. Bring your attention to your abdominal area, feeling your belly expand and contract with each breath. Noticing your backbone arches and straightens ever so slightly in response to the natural rhythm of your breath. Your breath is slow and deep. Your rib cage expands and contracts. Your chest opens. Your shoulders relax with your shoulder blades firmly against the floor. The relaxation flows down your arms until your hands are fully weighted, warm, relaxed, soft. Bring your attention back up to your throat. Let your throat soften. Your jaw eases. You can feel the muscles near your ears softening, letting go. Maybe you'll lick your lips just a little. Bring your attention to those lips and the muscles around them and let them soften. All the tension begins to leave your face as your cheeks relax, the muscles around your eyes relax. Any tension leaves your scalp. You are fully supported by the floor. You're fully supported by your breath. There's nothing you need to do but relax and enjoy this moment. And as your body softens, so does your mind. Tension you didn't know you were holding eases and flows away. The thought comes into your mind, you notice it and let it float on by. You don't grab hold of it and follow its busyness away from this moment. You don't let it grab your attention. It's just a thought, and off it goes. Whatever imagery works for you, bring that to mind. Is it clouds on a sunny day, drifting in the sky? Peaceful water, flowers in the breeze in an expansive field. Whatever you find relaxing, let that image support your being here and now and fully relaxed in the moment. Let your breath anchor you to this time and enjoy this quiet. Now slowly, gently, let your awareness return. Let movement gently return to your body. Wiggle your fingers, rotate your wrists, rotate your ankles, wiggle your toes. Maybe you stretch overhead. Maybe you yawn. Whatever feels good to you right now, slowly come back. Roll gently onto your side and slowly, slowly come up into a seated posture. Lengthen your spine and sit tall, your breath still moving smoothly, slowly. Your body and mind still relaxed. And set an intention to carry this sense of peace and fulfillment, calm and nourishment from here into the rest of your day, your weekend, and wherever life takes you. Take care.